You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Futter from MLB.com, and I'm here with Steve Gilbert, who covers the Diamondbacks for MLB.com, and we're going to talk baseball one more time before everybody goes for a little holiday cheer and ho-ho-ho. Steve, I want to look just ahead a little bit to when spring training starts and sort of the way that the rotation and the lineup are shaking out. Obviously, the Diamondbacks had an amazingly good offseason. We'll see if that translates into wins in the regular season. But let's start with the rotation. Obviously, this is, like, really fun to talk about because, my goodness, that rotation looks like something really scary for the rest of the NL West team. How do you see this whole thing shaking out from number one through five?
Well, I think you can pencil Zach Greinke in, write him in pen for opening day, and I think then you'll probably see Shelby Miller and Patrick Corbin for sure in those first three spots. And then after that, it looks like Ruby De La Rosa and Robbie Ray have the inside track for those four and five spots. But there's still going to be competition during the spring. There's still Chase Anderson, who had a nice year at the beginning part of last year. You still got Zach Godley. You still got Archie Bradley, who's still a well-regarded prospect, and others that will compete for those jobs. So I think you look at the front three being Greinke, Miller, and Corbin in whatever order he wants to go with. And then a lot of competition there for the final two spots with De La Rosa and Ray being the leaders right now.
I'm looking at some of the rotations, projected rotations from some of the other teams, and I would think that really, I mean, when you look at the Giants, it'd be like Bumgarner, Zavarsha, Cueto right at the top, so that there's nothing to sneeze at there. But you have to, I mean, I don't know. I kind of am leaning a little bit toward liking the Diamondbacks rotation a little bit more just because I feel like there's still some questions. Zavarsha, you know, obviously a little erratic last season. And Cueto, we all think he's healthy. The Giants certainly believe he's healthy, but who really knows? So I don't know. I kind of feel like, you know, Shelby Miller at this point would be more of a reliable person to be slotting as a number two than maybe anybody else in that division.
And I think that, Allison, is why the Diamondbacks were willing to give up the price they were to get him, just because he does seem like as good a bat as you can have for a pitcher to be a number two starter there. As you pointed out, you know, Zavarsha has had good years in the past, certainly is talented, and pitching in that ballpark could really help him. So, you know, he's certainly a quality pitcher, but again, had a down year last year. Johnny Cueto, outstanding pitcher as well, but, you know, didn't pitch great at times for the Royals last year. So, again, I think you're right. I think that was their thinking once they got Greinke, was that if they got Shelby Miller, then that would give them one of the better rotations, if not the best rotation in the division, and give them a real shot at winning this thing.
Let's look at the lineup a little bit. Obviously, Goldschmidt, Jake Lamb made a lot of strides. It looks like and they scored a lot of runs last year. So how do you compare maybe the lineup coming up to what it was last year? Do you expect a lot of the same? Not a ton of changes. How do you see the lineup shaking out?
Not a ton of changes, but I think what they're counting on is that some of these guys, whether it's Pollock or Jake Lamb or a Paul Goldschmidt, they're just going to continue to get better because of their age. They're right entering the prime of their careers at a time when they can still get better. It's not like we're talking about guys in their mid to late 30s. So I think they're banking on that. I think they're banking on the fact that Chris Owings, who struggled at the plate last year, comes back fully healthy with his shoulder, be a year removed from shoulder surgery, and they think having a healthier shoulder will help him with his swing and his production as well. So I think they're counting on the current cast to continue, if not maintain what they have, to continue to get a little bit better just based on their age.
Okay, Steve, thank you. Enjoy the holidays, and we will talk to you after the first of the year.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.